Rise up, Jerusalem, your light has come, the glory of the Lord shines upon you. Those were the first words from our first reading today, in which the prophet was telling the people, the prophet Isaiah, the Lord has come, he has come back to us. Our ruins are in the past, we're going to have a new life, a new way. They were in exile for long, and then they came back and they saw their city ruined, and they would rebuild the temple and rejoice in the presence and the splendor of God. That was Isaiah's prophecy. Not only that, but that light and that splendor of God would go throughout the whole world to all the nations. And that's the message of the Magi. They represent the world, the nations, the other people other than the Jews. And this was a big surprise, of course, in their day. And Matthew was writing his gospel to the Jewish Christians, those who were converted to Christianity. So he was kind of showing them how the Old Testament and New Testament fit together. That the Magi were representing all the people, all the other than the Jews, all the people coming and seeing the Lord and coming to believe in the Lord, all of us Gentiles. That's what the Magi represented. The Gentiles where God was not only for the Jews, but for everybody. That splendor, though, and that wonder isn't always visible to us in our world today. Humanity's self-absorption in seeking perfection and always wanting more blinds it to the splendor of God, who truly is its perfection and true light. We look for other things to be perfect and true light, but they aren't. And so we struggle with that, and there's a darkness still uncovering the earth. Today even, since human behavior often snuffs out the light and splendor of God with all the other things we get involved with. It snuffs out the splendor and the love of God and the radiance of God. When you look around us and you look even at our own country, how many people are willing to sacrifice for the common good? Everybody holds a position, they hold on firmly, and there's never any movement. There's one side and the other, but they never seem to be able to come together anymore because everybody wants it their way. And so we have a government that isn't moving very far. That's just one example. And it can be all over. I mean, all of us are tempted, I think, by such things, by the world. We all have our dark times, and we all struggle, and we all have our times of wondering where things are going. And so, for many people, they live in dark times. They live in the darkness personally as well as around them and in the world. And we live in that part of the darkness in that part of the world where there is so much violence and unwillingness to sacrifice for somebody else and for the good of others. And the key here is perseverance. We need to keep praying. If we're in the darkness, if we have struggles in our own lives, keep praying. Keep praying. That's the big issue. It doesn't always happen right away, but God ultimately will answer our prayers. And so if we're struggling now with something in our own lives, if we're struggling with things about our country or our world, if we're concerned about issues that bring darkness, keep praying. Keep praying. I'm a good example of that. For 22 years, I struggled with being depressed and anxious, and to the point where I couldn't even say Mass during a certain period of time. And I prayed and prayed, and I struggled and struggled, and finally, after 22 years, I heard God's answer. So it sometimes takes time. And then there is the splendor and the wonder and the glory when you hear it for the first time. And so there's hope in the darkness. There's hope in your world. There's hope in my world. And there's hope for all of us as Christians. You sometimes wonder, well, is my faith strong enough? And I think it is. I think your faith, my faith, is strong enough to survive the dark times. I say it because it comes from God who loves you in the darkness. He'll never abandon you in the darkness. At some point, the light will come. Unexpectedly, maybe. But it will come. It will come. So we live in this world in which God's kingdom will come. Even in death, the kingdom of God will come and we will live a new life. Ultimately, that's the darkest moment in our lives when we break through that barrier from human life to eternal life. But there are lots of dark times in between, and there are lots of light times. There are good times, rejoicing times. And we want to remember this feast day today talks about the light and the splendor of God, that God has come to us and has brought new life and new hope and new reason to keep praying.